UT in the fight against agroterrorism. Hello and welcome again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Earlier this week, the University of Tennessee College of Veterinary Medicine announced the opening of their Center for Agriculture and Food Security and Preparedness.
We are able to take our place on this front line of defense, if you would, against bio and agroterrorism. You know, many of us here really accept it as a civic duty as Americans to try to help out.
That's Dr. Michael Blackwell, the dean of the UT's Vet College, and he says the new center, which is in its second year, is now ready to go across the country with a training program designed to help protect the nation's food supply from acts of terrorism.
Our agriculture industry needs to be protected. That's how we're eating, and that's a big part of our economy, not only in the state of Tennessee, but in the nation. And so for us to be on the front end leading this effort for our nation is a big deal.
Now, the new center is being funded from a $2 million grant that UT received last fall from the Department of Homeland Security. And now that the training program has been developed, they will begin administering the training to local communities this fall.
Now, anybody can attend those. And essentially what we are interested in is for producers, livestock producers, plant crop producers, for public health officials, for state, federal, local, for Farm Bureau officials, for anyone who cares to understand this, how to better protect ourselves, to attend this three-day training.
Now, Dr. Blackwell says they have identified at least 34 communities across the country that the training program will reach next year, including here in Tennessee. Their pilot programs will be launched later this fall in California, New Mexico, Missouri, and Tennessee. Now, the center will also host the second Foreign Animal and Emerging Diseases training course next summer in Knoxville. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.